Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How you doing, you well-hung son of a bitch?
Oh, wow. Thanks for that. I'm sure. All right. How are you?
I'm great. No Good. Problems.
Good. How's life?
It's fine. I just saw you yesterday.
I know. Yeah. I'm actually not.
Is that podcast out?
Yeah. If I did it right, it looked like it was up. So uh-huh. As long as it stayed up, uh-huh. There's no problem with it.
Toxic and problematic yesterday, if you want to check that out. Don't do it now.
No.
No. At your leisure, though.
Yeah. You can do that later. No rush on that.
Because our ratings are horrible.
Yeah.
So if you can help us, help us. Listen to this.
Do this, especially, you know.
Yeah.
I can't give too much away, but just listen to this first.
Yeah. If you can help us, first. You know, so
appreciate
help us.
That.
However you can. Leave that thing on, whatever.
Okay, so outside.
Your radio in the garage.
Well, yeah.
A good radio in the garage story.
If you run a business, if you,
yeah.
I mean,
whatever it is. If you can help us, you know who you are. Help us out.
Just help. You were talking about that.
Streaming, whatever it is you do.
Assistant coaches downstairs earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're talking about that guy. I mean, I don't know. Is it okay to talk about the stuff?
Well,
that he,
I guess, I mean, yeah. I mean,
if he's been sober for 18 years, I hate to
I guess
bring
the story
up
was, you know, there's a defensive line coach for the Chiefs who they're talking about maybe hiring at Michigan. And he coached at the Lions before. And you may know the story. Years and years and years ago, he's the guy who, you know, the story is, whether it's absolutely true or not, I don't know. The story is he went through a Wendy's naked.
Like a drive-thru.
Yeah, and then they called the cops on him. Maybe he didn't have any pants on. He might have had a shirt on. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine being totally naked, although I'm not saying that. Right. I don't know exactly what the story
so
is.
So anyways, he struggled with alcohol for a while. But, you know, from everybody's account, he's done like 18 years clean and sober. Like, you know, turned his life around, became a good, you know, and I don't know. I'm not saying he was a bad guy before. I don't know. But,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, he's certainly turned it around and become like, maybe you know, those people who do 18 years sober, man, they're not only, you know, pretty trustworthy folks, also, you know, can help people.
Yeah. There's a lot more that goes on than not just drinking or whatever.
Right. But anyway, as Michigan was saying, you know, no, I don't think people knew that he had done 18 years clean and sober. I didn't even know he was on the chief staff. I just remember the Wendy story and him getting in trouble. And so, you know, Michigan fans are on boards like, we're bringing back the naked Wendy's guy? What are we doing? Like, the wheels have fallen off this thing. But then people had learned that, you know, he's done 18 years clean and sober and been really successful. And so, well, good for him, man. I don't know if he's going to get the job or not, but he's got it. I'm just like, you know, I talked to you about it, man. That's nice, you know, it's nice to hear that. No, I mean, I can't imagine how he felt. After getting, you know, I don't know if he got suspended, whatever trouble he got into.
Just after it happened.
Just like, are you kidding me? Like, my life is over.
Well,
over,
you
over,
know, you
over.
You kind of know that feeling a little bit.
Right.
I mean, I've certainly had that feeling
me
before.
Me too. But never at the level of success that he had. You know what I mean?
Far more to lose.
There's been things, like I've had it bad where I've been on the radio and been pretty successful and then gotten a DUI or gotten in trouble, arrested, and had to go to jail and fired and all that stuff. Like, yeah, that sucks, but...
Less to lose.
Less to lose.
Even though it is
not as hard...
To recover.
To get back.
Yeah.
Like, I think I can recover. I'm not exactly sure. And it, believe me, it's traumatizing. It's horrible. And you're like, it's over. Like, I'm done. But you're like, I didn't have that much to begin
right. Once
with.
Once you start doing that inventory.
Right. You're like, all right.
You're like, I've lost everything.
What do I got to do to get back to that? Like, I got to quit drinking and get an apartment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know? But if you're like, man, I was on the staff of an NFL team. On my way to, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot to lose.
Yeah.
You know? And so, for him to be able to get all that back, really more of, I hate to bring up the Wendy story, too, because it's more of like, hey, I didn't know you were here in Kansas City. I remember you being a Lions fan and thinking, this is dumbass. But congratulations, man. I hope you get whatever you wanted.
And
you know?
It's such a horrible feeling, too, when someone brings up that stuff that happened, especially if it was 25 years ago,
right.
or however long it's been, like, good Lord,
right.
I've been sober for 18 years, and that's how you know, you're going
right.
to introduce me? It's like,
but the truth of the matter is, it wasn't just like, oh, he got a DUI 18 years ago.
Right.
It's, you drove through a Wendy's with no pants on.
Is what they said. Yeah,
right.
Something about being naked at a Wendy's or whatever. Right,
sir, this is a Wendy's.
So one of my questions was, do big sports fans, like someone who runs does our own local show on a sports radio station, do they know, like, would your buddy Snowcone, Serta, would he know who the defensive line coach is, do you think, off the top of his head?
Yeah, probably.
You think so?
Probably.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many coaches. You've got safeties coach. Well, you got a coach for everything, right? Kickers
yeah.
coach,
like
quarterbacks coach,
corners
coach.
Maybe
coach.
Not.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of names to
yeah.
Usually
remember.
Unless it's a big name.
Yeah.
You know, like if it's a big name and they got, you know, then or a former player. But,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't. I
yeah.
didn't. Man, I didn't even know the guy's name. I just knew he was a naked Wendy's
guy. You don't
guy.
Recognize
like,
him.
No.
If you saw him standing on the sideline or in the booth,
no.
you wouldn't know like who that is. There's no way.
No
There's
way.
No way.
No
but,
way.
But maybe somebody does. Like the mega fans. But I kind of doubt
Whenever
it.
Whenever I did sports talk, I used
there.
To do sports talk years and years and years ago. And, you know, my mentor in the sports talk thing was like, hey, if somebody wants to call and talk about the backup catcher for the Marlins, just know they know more about the backup catcher for the Marlins than you do.
Yep.
Like, they're really deep into this, so just listen to them, you know? Mm. Where, you know, if this isn't an overview of the Chiefs.
Right.
If this guy wants to call in and talk about how the defensive line coach is shaping the defensive line in Kansas City, and this way he knows more
right.
about the defensive
he
line coach
than
you.
He knows more than most people care to know,
That's
honestly.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's like, you know,
the listener's like,
about
I'm not, I didn't want to argue. I'm not going to have to win an argument on Thanksgiving about
right.
the defensive lines coach or know mm-hmm. his name. That's not going
right.
to come up.
And the only time you know it in sports is like, you know, if the hitting coach is, you know, Barry Bonds. And you're like,
right.
oh, Barry Bonds is the hitting coach. It's got to be something like that for you to know. If it's just a regular dude, you're like, I don't
and
know.
And I was thinking maybe if the player is legendary and they've had a long career working with this coach, you know, if, like did maybe some people in New England knew the quarterback's coach for Brady.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But also quarterback's coach. I would think there's a better chance you know who that is. But we were talking about how much do they get paid, because you and I were both saying, whatever the case, whether people know who it is or not, it's a pretty good job. And it sounds like he's done this for a long time. Like, that's his thing. Like, he's
right.
a defensive line coach. For at least from what you were telling me, it sounds
right.
like that's what
I
he's
think
done.
He just came this year or 2 years ago, because the last job he had before that, he was the defensive coordinator for the Jags for 1 year with Urban Meyer.
Okay.
Which is crazy, because then Urban Meyer got fired for what appeared to be pretty tipsy, giving
yeah.
the girl
yeah,
the old oil check at mm-hmm. the bar. So he's got to be like, Jesus Christ, even when I'm not drinking, this guy's out doing stuff. But how do you get mad at him?
Right.
You're like, yeah, I've done it.
Yep.
I'm the guy.
You want to say it's been forever, but you know it doesn't matter.
No, you're like, I
like they
get
were just
it.
Talking about it on the radio.
I get it, Herbs. Believe
yep.
me, I've been there.
That's all you
Try to take
do.
Him to a meeting or something. You know what I mean? But.
Yeah. So I tried to figure out how much these people get paid, and maybe someone can find a better list. But, I mean, it's really difficult, because you've got averages for all assistant coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So the average for an assistant coach in the NFL is almost, well, over $400,000.
Right.
So, and, but then you start looking at some of these people. I mean, I don't know who these people are. Maybe you know these names. Like Anthony Weaver, the Baltimore Ravens, is that their... Is that their defensive coordinator? Is that the,
no.
It says Anthony Weaver has a $5 million annual salary. He's in charge of defensive line and also assists the head coach.
So he's an assistant head coach.
And in charge of the defensive line.
Because Mike McDonald was the defensive coordinator there, and he just got hired for the Seahawks job.
Oh, okay.
Today or yesterday. So.
Okay. Well, this says he joined the Ravens in 2021 as a defensive line and run game coordinator. That's got to be high. $5 million a year, I think. That's got to, he's got to, yeah. They must have him on here because he's probably the highest paid assistant coach in the NFL.
But sometimes if guys really like him, you know, if coaches really like him, they'll give him that title.
Like assistant coach?
Assistant, or they'll be like assistant head coach.
Okay, because then.
Right, so there's defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, tight ends coach, but then they'll be like, you're the defensive line and assistant head coach. And then that way people don't get mad.
Assistant to the head coach.
Assistant, right, yeah. And then when someone says, how much are they getting paid? Well, they're the assistant coach.
He gets paid more because he does more things.
Exactly. Right. It's like the vice president. Yeah, I'm curious what the minimum is. You hear those stories about like what the – I know you can find what the league minimum is for a player, right? If you get signed to a team, even if you never play, if you're the backup whatever – the minimum used to be something like, wasn't it about $400,000?
It might be more.
And then
than
I think, I assume it's gone up because I think, you know, that $400,000 number is from a long time ago.
NFL league minimum.
Yeah, the league minimum that you get paid. But I don't know what it is exactly for coaches.
I don't know if there is a league minimum because they're probably not in the union.
Well, does it count as part of your cap? Like,
no.
So the coaches are separate?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, they can make, just so you know, as much as. Millions a year. Now, I would assume that that's quite rare.
The minimum salary is $705,000 in 2022. This year, the minimum salary for an NFL player is $750,000.
Man, who's
NFL
even making
rookies
that?
During their debut season, as they advance, the minimum rises to $800,000, and then it's $940,000 by the third year.
Wow.
So it keeps going up.
But you, and then you think, well, that'd be great because if you're the backup quarterback or backup, but you get paid more than that anyway.
More than that. Chad Henne was making more than $940,000
right? I mean, over a million a year, right?
Easy.
I would just assume. Easy. And if the assistant coaches are making that,
yeah.
What a gig. What a gig. So, if the kids are athletic, get them into coaching.
You know, everyone knows I'm a Chad Henne fan, but you pay more for a guy like that who, like, if Pat twists his ankle – you're not like, well, we got a guy who's going to come out here and piss down his leg, right? Like,
right.
We got a guy, he's not nearly as good as Mahomes, but right. We think he might be able to get us down the field, right?
Yeah.
He's done it before. You pay for guys like that.
Absolutely. And you would think that you just win a couple games that season, and suddenly your agent is in there saying, yo, let's talk about next year.
Right.
You know?
Backup quarterback. Yeah, we'll pay him.
But I don't know who that person is outside of, there's probably no one who's not a rookie who's making league minimum, because it sounds like that it goes up after you're not a rookie anyway. So, I mean, I guess most guys probably make over $1 million, even if they're
for
not
the
playing
players?
Much. Yeah, for players, they're probably making. There was a time when I remember my dad telling me back in the 90s, like, well, you know, not all these guys are getting rich. A lot of them are making, you know, they're still very wealthy, but they're not making millions a year. They're making a few hundred thousand or whatever. I don't know how accurate that was, but I'm guessing also it's probably changed a lot since then. I mean, that's been, hell, we're talking 30-some years ago now. But
well, here you go. The average salary, I just looked this up so you can kind of figure it out. The average salary for an NFL kicker is $2.26 million.
For the kicker.
And the average salary for a starting NFL running back is $5.1 million.
Yeah, those numbers are really low when I look at those averages. It was like for a coach is something like $2 million or whatever. You're like, well, I think it's more than that. But it's an average. And I wonder when they say kicker, they're talking about, is there a backup kicker? You don't have a backup kicker, right? Do teams have backup kickers?
No, I think it's usually like the punter does
right.
it.
Right, I think the punter does it, or maybe if you have someone on your team who used to kick in high school.
The average player salary is $2.1 million.
The average player salary?
$2.1 million.
But you look at those numbers and go, for these coaches, we're at $400,000.
The baseball's average player salary is $4.3
million. A year?
Yeah.
Man, oh
And the
man.
Average salary of the top 100 paid Major League Baseball players is $16.4 million. That's higher than the NBA.
Not too shabby.
That's
not
the sport to play, shabby. Man. Baseball.
Yeah. You got to play a lot more games, but there's a lot more money there.
Yeah. The problem is it takes you so long to get. You got to. That's, you know, people complain about the minor leagues. You got to do 7 years in the minor leagues, riding in a crappy bus, getting $500 a week,
getting paid nothing.
Those minor leaguers get stuffed, man.
That's bad.
It's bad. Like when you're talking about who's not getting paid.
That's
those
the
guys.
Minor leagues are
minor league
a bad
baseball.
Situation.
Minor league baseball.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo,
yo. All right. So this was not emailed to me. I found this email, but I thought I would bring it to your attention because I'd like to get your take on this. This was someone asking a question about what to do because they have a son who's 16. Which you have a son who's 16.
I do.
So, you know, you're in a good position here to say what you might do. So she says, my 16-year-old son let it slip that his friend's mom had given him a massage.
Oh, boy.
When I pressed him on it, he let me know that she is currently in school to get her license and needs people to practice on. Okay. I'm very upset about this. I do not think it's appropriate. I was also offended that she did not ask me for permission first. My husband doesn't think it's a big deal at all. I worry about the lack of proper supervision, potential boundary issues, and possible emotional impact on my son. I want to confront her, but my husband and son are against it. I've now forbid my son from ever doing this again, but everyone else thinks I'm overreacting. Am I?
What does it mean? She uses the word let it slip.
He let it slip that he got a massage.
I know, but what does let it slip mean?
He must have just been talking and been like, well, when she gave me a massage.
Right.
Like,
I mean, it just feels like let it slip. Like let it slip sounds like he knew he had done something wrong after he said
he knew
it.
That she wouldn't be approve of it at least.
Right.
Yeah.
So then that is a little problematic.
Yeah, at least
that
she
he knows,
knew
like,
that
oh, I shouldn't have done this.
Or mom will freak out about it.
Right. So that's a, you know, a little problematic. That, but let it slip could also be like, hey, I just came back. Steve's mom's going to be like, does that let it slip?
But in her mind, it's let it slip because she's like, well, this is bad. Obviously, you try and hide that. And he's like, I just told you about it.
Right.
I don't know because
I don't think it's a big deal.
I wonder how different it would have been if this happened in the 70s, 80s, 90s. I'm thinking like when I was a kid, if I, just imagining some of my friends' moms and one of them saying that she was in school to be a massage therapist. And, you know, if I told my mom, like, so-and-so's mom is trying to become a masseuse or massage therapist and gave me a massage, what would my mom's reaction have been? My mom was, I think, somewhat overprotective maybe with stuff like that. I don't know. Every kid probably thinks
that. You know, it's crazy because if you want to go back that far, then I know exactly. If my parents wouldn't think anything about it if they said she was studying to be a masseuse. And she gave you a massage. Oh, cool. If they said his dad was studying to be a masseuse,
exactly.
my dad would
exactly.
be like, I'll kill him.
Exactly.
I'll kill him.
That's just it.
Right.
But
that would have been. But now, I mean, the world's
changed. The headlines
changed,
have
right.
changed. Right. The headlines. And I'm not saying that women are more likely. Obviously, the media likes those stories more, so we see it more. And we just didn't used to see it in the past because people didn't talk about it. So these stories didn't get out. People, you know, there's been all
I get it. We just in our minds think that women aren't predators.
Right.
And we know now that they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of feel like I would, man.
Well, and also.
In fear of being canceled, I kind of feel like I'd be the same way.
If it was your kid.
Yeah, if my kid was like, hey, you know.
My friend's mom.
Billy's dad is studying to be a masseuse and gave me a massage. I'd be like, yo, Billy dad's about to get his ass kicked. But if he's like, Billy's mom's studying to be a masseuse and gave us all massages, I'd be like, okay. I know there'd still be that like, all right, let me monitor that situation, right? But I wouldn't be like, I need to drive over and hit her.
Right.
I would be like, I need to drive over and hit him. That do not touch my son.
And this is where the permission thing
Look,
comes
weird
in.
Thing.
Because if the dad did it, then absolutely, I know for sure a parent will be thinking, why didn't he ask? Because if he is actually in school for this, or if he's a masseuse, what if it's like so-and-so's dad is a masseuse?
Right.
I mean, that changes it a little bit, I guess, because like, yeah, we all know he's got that spa or whatever, but. But then there's so many other factors that come into play. Was your kid hurt? Is he an athlete? You know, was his back hurting? And so, you know, is he a sports therapist? That somehow sounds so much better than just working at a spa, a day spa, and giving massages. But I don't think my mom, even though I think she might have been overprotective, I don't think my mom would have thought anything about someone else's mom giving me a massage. But she might have. My instinct was.
I think it would be the thing where your antenna goes up. It's not a big deal. Just a little antenna, like, oh, okay. And then if it doesn't come up again, you're like, okay, that's fine. But again, I mean, the difference between an antenna and both my fists, if it's a man or a woman.
Yeah. Yep. And it's not just
because that, I just assume guys are predators.
Well, and it's not just that. It's not
right.
Just,
like in my head, like what are you doing? Why are you giving a kid a massage? Like you're a predator. Where I think if it's a woman, I'm like, she may really just had to practice. Like I don't just trust her more. Maybe rightfully so, or maybe not. Who knows? But I don't know. That's how I would react, I think.
I think also it's impossible to know for sure what your parents would do in a different decade, because I do think you watch these things about the Boy Scouts and all this, you know, the church and everything else. People really thought that pedophilia, it seems, was so rare that it probably would never happen to their kid. So they didn't think that it was odd that someone volunteers to be, you know, lots of people do this. You're a teacher, you're whatever. Oh, now you're a volunteer, whatever, community leader. Oh, you're doing Boy Scouts, whatever. I'm not saying there weren't people that were suspicious.
Sure, of
there,
course.
There were. But I think that in general, people thought that's not something that would probably happen. You know, the odds of that are so low. And then as we start learning more and more about some of these different scandals, you go, ugh. And I think people now, like you said, their antennas are up. Because they just, they're aware that they're right out there, and that it's not something that only happens to other people.
Right.
So with the women,
it's not something that only dudes do.
Exactly. And that's the other part.
That's
of
the other part
along
of it. Where
the
that's
way,
why I think your antenna probably, you know, my parents' antenna would not come up at all. I really believe that. Like, they would just be like, oh.
If it was someone's mom.
It was Steve's
right
mom, whatever. But if it was Steve's dad, they'd be like, we need to kill him.
Right.
I feel like it. But now we're at that point where we're like, we still need to kill Steve's dad. We need to be curious about Steve's mom.
But so
right?
You're saying
so
that if
that
it happened
now
with your son,
I'd be like, yo.
There's questions though, right?
There's questions,
did you
but
take
not
your
huge
shirt
ones
off? I mean, that's a huge part of it. Was this like a shoulder rub on a, you know, did you take your shirt off? If you're taking your shirt off, then I think absolutely we got a problem. You didn't ask me about it. And you're in school to be a massage therapist, that's the other part. If she's actually already an established massage therapist, then maybe. I mean, look, I don't know. I don't have kids. So it's really impossible for me to say.
My antenna would be way more. I mean, put all these situations together. Did Steve's mom, did you have your shirt off? Well, yeah. Okay. Was Steve's dad, did you have your shirt off? Yeah. Well, now I need a gun.
Exactly.
Right? Like the,
I know.
The situation keeps getting big. Like, put, you know, the gender defines what my reaction will be according to where we're at here.
Yep. Yeah, and
I was just going to go hit Steve's dad, but now literally I need to kill him.
I don't know that at 16, when I was 16 in the 90s, that I would have thought that that was something to hide from my parents.
Twitches and Hose says he knows that if he is the 15-year-old, his antenna is up.
Yeah, I know. And that's something we can get canceled for, but we're not saying that it's that you make the best decisions as a teenage boy. We just are saying that we can put ourselves in the position of a teenage boy because we were teenage boys at
sure
some point. So depending on whose mom it was, right, that's obviously going to play a factor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think we're done here.
No, there are some. No, I'm just saying there are some. I'm not going to talk about your mom. Relax.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I was going to say there are some moms.
Well, that's part of the equation if you're a parent. You can't say it because you'll get canceled, but who... Whose mom is it and what does she look like? That's, as a parent, I got to assume you're thinking, like, who was it? Because some of my friends' moms, I think my mom would have been like, okay, whatever. Even if, I can't say it.
No, I had a friend whose mom was hot.
I can't say it. Right.
She was an older, like, a MILF before we knew what MILFs were.
Yeah.
Like, you were like, yo. And he used to get so mad, but like, man, your mom.
Yeah. My friend's mom down
your
the street.
Mom.
My mom knew.
And she answered the door to me one time in like a little nightshirt and bent over and was like, he's not home right now. And I'm like, I just wasn't old enough to pull it off. Like, I, you know, you go back, you think about it, like anything. Like, I don't know what it is if you're in the spelling bee and you miss that word by, and you're like,
this
I
is
knew
the shot
letter
you missed.
Was E, right? And or if you're a baseball player and you're like, man, I didn't swing at the pitch with the bases, whatever it is.
Destiny.
I look back at that moment and I'm like, man, I should have said, well, why don't I wait for
him? Right.
Like, I should have, like, I,
that's
God
it
damn it.
And
like,
I'm not here to see him.
In my head, that would have worked out. Like, I'm almost positive.
Sure, you've gone over it now a million times.
And even in my head, I'm like, I think she was flirting with me. I do. I was just too dumb to pick it up. I didn't have the balls. But if I'd have just said, well, why don't I wait for him? Something would have changed.
Something probably would have changed.
Something
yeah
would have changed.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, this is it. This is the big week, right?
Games, what week?
The games this weekend. What week?
What game?
Come on, man. I know you're playing the villain here lately, but it's getting old. I saw somebody Somebody posted and said, well, where was it? You saw it, Snow Cone, I'm sure.
What's that?
Saying that they've been listening to the podcast for like, you know, 15 years every single day. And they thought that might just be the end of it when Lazo went after Melissa Etheridge.
That's not true.
I'm not kidding. Did you not see that post?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I think it was on
Reddit.
Was
this the one that said Lazo finally offended me?
It might have been.
No, that was separate.
That was separate, I think.
That was about Waterboy, which, by the way, somebody said I disparaged Waterboy.
Right. I said no way. I responded to that.
I was confused by that, too.
He never said anything bad about Waterboy.
I love Waterboy and Adam Sandler.
And everything he's done.
Yeah.
So I did respond to that one. But, yeah, the person who was – I don't remember – I think the person who was complaining, it was their post.
I think what I said with the Waterboy thing was that, you know, it wasn't Waterboy, Uncut Gems.
I couldn't figure out
what
they were
talking
about.
It wasn't Waterboy and he was up for an Oscar or whatever. You know, it's not Waterboy. I don't think Waterboy's Oscar worthy, but it's a top 10 movie ever. So, you know, that's on the Academy, not on me or Adam Sandler.
Right. Yeah, I was like, well, I know how Lazo feels about this. I feel confident responding to this one here because there's no way he meant to say anything bad about Waterboy. But, yeah, so the Melissa Etheridge thing, it made some people mad. I'm just saying you've got loyal, longtime listeners who are getting aggravated by the what game, you're sick of the Chiefs, this whole thing. You know, it might be getting old. So let's, at least this week, let's be positive.
Show me this post. Did you post it?
I didn't post it.
Where is it?
But you're going to say that. He's looking for it.
You're making up something. It's not real.
No, someone will remember seeing it. You know that you've been talking a little bit of smack on the Chiefs lately.
No, I haven't.
Ever since the Lions lost the NFC Championship.
I have not.
You said you hope they get the brakes beat off them.
What?
You said you hope they get the brakes beat off them.
You said that Chiefs have jumped the shark or whatever with Melissa Etheridge. This is too much.
That was the too much part. And by the way, Patrick Mahomes, I'm seeing his quote is like, hey, I get it. We keep winning, people are going to start to hate us.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be that villain.
Sure, but not people in Kansas City. People in Kansas City don't generally start to hate them because they keep winning. That's where you're a little different here. You work in Kansas City, been working here for 20-some years, and, you know.
Look, I'll be rooting for the Chiefs.
You rooted for Tom Brady for all those years. You kept convincing me that I should not hate him. I mean, you did. You convinced me to like him. Because you said I was witnessing greatness, and you know he seems like a good guy, and watch all these documentaries, and stop hating him just because he's good-looking and talented.
I remember Melissa Etheridge singing about the Patriots.
She liked the Patriots before
the Patriots were cool. I don't think she liked them.
I'm sure there was plenty of dumb Patriots stuff. Anyhow, the game's this week.
Anyway, I don't hate the Chiefs. I still don't think that post exists. I think you made that up.
It exists. Someone please find it. I didn't make it
up. The only thing I saw was...
I just don't remember if it was the original
about the
post
Chiefs
or if it was a
song, and they're saying... It was the worst song I ever heard in my life. Why did they play it on the show?
Yeah.
No.
That's why
I can't remember if this was a comment, though, or original thing, but he said, like, I've been listening for this long, and I almost had to say that I'm done with the show. Mm. His Chiefs hate, something like that. And maybe they deleted
it. I believe you.
I'll go look for it. But, and maybe if someone remembers it on Twitch, back me up here. Anyway, the game's this weekend, so a couple things, because the teams have landed. I saw the video of Rashee Rice driving out of his neighborhood?
I love the Chiefs so much, we're going to play Come to My Window next.
Laszlo.
Actually, play Come to My Window underneath us while we talk about the Chiefs.
Got it.
That's what I need to happen.
Okay, so anyhow. Well, you know, this song is actually fitting because
Rashee
Rice was looking through the window and all those fans.
Oh, that was cool.
That was cool, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, and all his neighbors were like, yeah, man.
Yeah. I saw the one person held the Chiefs flag upside down. And I was like, oh, man, that video's everywhere. It's on national news, and you're the kid who held the Chiefs flag upside down. I don't need to hear it that loud.
It's not that loud. Your volume, for some reason, always cranks it.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow.
So we're talking about how much we love the Chiefs and Melissa Etheridge.
Yes. A computer model has now predicted the outcome. Let me know when you're done laughing, because this song sucks.
Right.
Are you done? Can we turn it down?
No, it's fine. Turn it back up. I love it.
A computer model.
I love everything that loves the Chiefs.
From something called Odds Trader has revealed its score prediction for the game. Any guesses who they think is going to win?
I'll give you my score prediction.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I don't understand why.
Go ahead.
All right. 27-17 Chiefs. They win by 10.
Well, I like your prediction better than the computer. The computer says 49ers 27, Chiefs 22.
Yeah, no, I don't believe it.
It's kind of, I mean, I guess it's not that weird, but I was slightly surprised that the 49ers.
I know the Chiefs are 2-point underdogs.
Which it should not be crazy. If you look at their season as a whole, it's just, I guess, the last couple games, you're like, oh, you know, played pretty well. I mean, they made the Ravens.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is where I would go with it. And just from a points and a gambling standpoint, I watched the Lions beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And I watched the Lions lose the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are the first game of the season, mm-hmm. right? And they have officially gotten rid of Kadarius Toney,
yeah.
right? And there is no Travis Kelce.
Right.
And there is no Chris Jones.
Right.
I walked away from that Lions-Chiefs game saying, they're pretty close.
Yeah.
They're pretty close. I think, I didn't know that Kadarius Toney was actually playing for other teams at that point. I thought he just made some mistakes, and that happens, right? You know, I didn't know that he'd be helping every team they play win a game against them. So there was, I was like, well, their wide receivers aren't great, but he's probably not going to do that again. Little did I know that he would, but, and then I walked away from the 49ers game thinking the Lions are better than the 49ers with the exception of their cornerbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And
everyone thought the game was over. Everyone thought the Lions had beat them.
Yeah. And I thought, so what's the difference there? They're even with the Chiefs. I think they're a little bit better than the 49ers minus their cornerbacks. So the Chiefs have great cornerbacks.
Yeah.
So I don't see how the 49ers win. I'm being honest. Like, I don't see it.
I don't see a path to victory for them.
I know. And I could be totally wrong.
Obviously, there is a path to victory. They're a good team.
Anybody could win. I don't see how they do it.
Okay. All right. Well, I like
Chiefs
that.
Defense You've is better yourself. Than the Lions defense.
You've totally redeemed yourself. So how many teams have won back-to-back Super Bowls in NFL history? Do you know off the top of your head?
Four.
That's your guess? Four? Yeah. Snowcone?
What was the question?
How many teams have won back-to-back Super Bowls?
Ooh.
In NFL history.
Man, I'm the last guy to know. Three.
You said three? Lazo, you said
four?
The Patriots did it. Cowboys, maybe.
The Packers.
Well, 49ers. I remember the Cowboys doing it, obviously.
Yeah. I feel like the Packers. Didn't the Packers win one and two, maybe?
I know,
Chiefs fans are getting mad at the Chiefs, but I think the Chiefs won three, maybe.
The Packers won one. The Chiefs won three or four. Yeah, it wasn't two. So
49ers, probably. I know the Pats, obviously.
Okay, so.
The Steelers.
Steelers, probably.
Maybe.
So here you go.
I'm going to say four.
Consecutive seasons. The feat has been achieved by an exclusive group of seven franchises.
Wow.
That surprised me.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I know we're going back but still that surprised me. The Green Bay Packers, 66-67.
I got that one.
Miami Dolphins, 72-73. Pittsburgh Steelers, 74-75. And then they did it again in 78-79.
Okay.
Now that's a hell of a thing. You've done it twice. The San Francisco 49ers, 88-89. The Cowboys, 92-93. The Broncos, 97-98, which I totally forgot about but should have remembered.
Yeah.
And then the Patriots, 2003-2004.
Okay.
And then, of course, you have on the opposite end of the spectrum, you have teams like the Bills who went to
it.
They record of four consecutive
appearances.
You're
talking about teams who haven't gotten in the Super Bowl.
No.
You're going to make me angry.
I'm talking about Super Bowl
appearances.
This is all Super Bowl statistics here. They say the Bills hold the incredible record. They call it incredible. Of four consecutive appearances in the Super Bowl, but they've never won the big game, which is crazy. I mean, I just remember even as a kid, I was like, if you're going to keep beating us and going to the Super Bowl, at least win. Just win already. Yeah, it was crazy. It seemed unbelievable. But I also thought as a kid, like, well, I guess this is just something that happens then. Teams get really good for a while, but they're not quite good enough to win the big game, and that's that.
You think they get there and win. It is what it is.
Yeah. But I thought if the Chiefs won this weekend, I would have guessed that it put them into
elite
three,
category.
Like that. Three, maybe four, but it's seven. So you got to get three in a row. That's the big one there. I guess that's never
Who's
been done.
Who's won three in a row? Nobody?
I think it says nobody. Yeah, no one's won back to back to back. So unless this thing is incorrect, because I can't imagine.
They have in basketball, I think, right?
I'm sure. I don't know anything about basketball.
Feel like the Yankees might have in baseball back in the day, but
it says no NFL team in history has won three consecutive times. In fact, none of the eight teams which conquered back-to-back championships reached the Super Bowl in the season they were chasing the.
I know that Pat Riley, he has the copyright on.
Really?
Yeah, people use like shirts and stuff, you got to pay Pat Riley.
Well, go ahead and bleep that, SnowCon, just in case.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. What are we doing? The news? You ready for this, Snow Cone?
I'm ready.
Are you all ready for this? I think I mixed two songs up there.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but then.
And then you mixed with y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready for this?
So
it
was.
Are you ready for this? It was Jonathan Davis.
Dude, are you ready for this? The teams have landed in Vegas. The game is this week. We mentioned it earlier.
What game?
Oh, Jesus.
Touchdown in Las Vegas. The Chiefs and 49ers arriving to kick off Super Bowl 58 week. And how about a seat to watch them face off? StubHub has more than 3,000 tickets still available. It would set you back $5,500, but that's not deterring fans. In fact, sales have already surpassed last year's Super Bowl. Some 330,000 fans are expected to descend on the Strip this week.
So I didn't know if that was a bad thing when she said there's still 3,000 tickets available, but then she says that the ticket sales are up. And I was thinking about it this weekend, too, because last week we were talking about, you know, when a team becomes good and start to get, you know, talked about is like, you know, they become in a dynasty and people start to hate them. If you have a player like Mahomes, if there are kids around the country who presumably are like, I love him and I love that team. And I was thinking, you know, we probably all had some of those. But when I was a kid, Shaq played for the Orlando Magic. I had Orlando Magic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of a connection to the Orlando Magic. Like, my mom would tell me, like, oh, that's the team that he likes. To the point where I knew nothing about the NBA, really didn't care. I just liked Shaq. But, like, where I was telling people at school that I loved Nick Anderson, you know, or someone who, someone else who was playing for the Orlando Magic, because if they were on TV, I would watch. So, it makes sense
Penny
to me.
Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, it makes sense
Dennis
to me.
Dennis Scott.
That ticket sales would be up.
I know Kurt Warner was really big when I was a kid.
Orlando Magic?
Yeah, for the Orlando Magic. Yeah. Yeah, he was their team minister, right? Wasn't that him? Kurt Warner. Man, I really hated that whole era.
Man, that movie really about him is good, though. American Underdog or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's good. He's a good story.
It felt so unfair. Like, guys are winning Super Bowls. This is ridiculous.
Oh, because you're a Chiefs fan.
Yes.
Well, I didn't think about that. I just remember, like, oh, man, you know, this guy.
They already had a good baseball team, and then they
lost their football team. So
right, exactly, because they didn't support them.
Right, so rejoice in that and know that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one before. Yeah, and then the Rams come along, and they start winning. It's like, that sucks. And I was in my freshman year of college. They were still around. So that was, I mean, that was 2001. So I don't know. What year did they win? Vermeil probably came to the Chiefs in 2002.
Mm-hmm. Around that, yeah.
So, somewhere around there, 2002, 2003. It would have had to have been. So that would have been around when they were good. And the kids at my school, you know, it was half St. Louis, half Kansas City, I would say. And the St. Louis stuff, it got so old. Anyhow, $5,500. Would you guys pay that for a ticket to the game? I mean, let's say that you have $20,000 in a savings account.
Okay.
And, you know, it took you a long time to save the $20,000.
It's too much.
But you could go for $5,500. You're only buying the one ticket because your buddy's already got a ticket.
Or whatever.
So would you spend a fourth of your savings?
I was really considering how much it would be for me. I mean, if you're a Chiefs fan, you're not going to do that now. Like, they've won too many. Right? Like, but I was really thinking, like, how much is it going to cost me to get a ticket?
Of course.
For to go to Lions. It's in Vegas. That makes it easy.
Uh-huh.
I can get there. All right, how much is it going to cost? Like, I was in my head trying to think, like, all right. And then I was like, as a divorced dad, and divorced people know this, I'm like, do I have the boys that weekend?
Right.
If I do, then I got to get three.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Starting to, you know, they're not really Lions fans, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I can't go to the Super Bowl without them.
Right.
Unless I can say, like, sorry, guys, not my weekend. But,
Remember we went to Vegas for the Super Bowl? The game wasn't there, but it was the Steelers and the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching, there's a YouTube video that's been making the rounds, like the last five plays of every Super Bowl for the last 30 years, something like that, last three plays. And as I'm going through, I'm looking at like the 2000s, and they got to that game. And they're showing, I'm like, oh, I remember this game because I remember losing all of my money.
Me too, the tight end would drop too.
And there was that listener who was decked out in Steelers stuff.
And he kept, I mean, he was really, he had no class because he's doing the, I told you guys not to. It's like, dude, we just lost all of the money that we had.
And that tight end, I can't remember his name. He dropped a touchdown,
It was right there. It was extra frustrating because you really thought, like, this is it.
They had him.
And then, boom. But, man, that game looked old. Just the coverage from the network. I don't know if it was on CBS or whatever it was on, but, like, man. We've been doing this a while, and it's crazy. You don't that stuff doesn't sound like that long ago. You're talking about 2000s. It doesn't seem like that long ago. But looking at clips of those games, I'm like, Jesus, man. Like when I was a kid, you know, and I'd see old clips of black and white football or whatever, and I'm like, well, that was 1,000 years ago. That's what it looks like. Anyhow, games this weekend, you know, you said Chiefs fans, they're not probably going to be depleting their savings because
I'm just saying they've probably already done it. Like if you are, you know, that waiting that long, you probably did it the first time, maybe the second time.
And I was going to say, take a step beyond
that. The 49ers, too, like you probably already paid for it.
Right. What about, forget about going, what about getting together to watch the game? I know a lot of people will, but I could see if you're a Chiefs fan, where you're like, you know, I did the last 2 years. Like, I don't have any plans and don't really kind of want to have plans.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think there was definitely, when they first made it, it's like, well, this has to be a group thing. Someone had, you know, we have to get together somewhere. And people were getting together.
I think I'll just
probably
watch it with the boys I have in this weekend. I don't know if they'll want to have friends over or not. They can if they want to. But I was getting texts when the Lions were up.
Yeah, of course.
That was from people that I hadn't seen in a while.
Of course.
Like, yo. If they get in it, we're coming over to your house.
Absolutely.
If they get in it, we're coming over to your house.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, man, I haven't
talked
to you in like a year.
People trying to talk to you.
Right.
Tell
like,
Laszlo.
Hey, come over. So I feel like if the Lions were in it, my house would have been packed.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. But
they didn't make it.
Yeah. So
I think like because it's the Chiefs, not that it's bad, but I feel like, you know, people have already done all this. They've done it all.
It's kind of like the parade.
Right.
I saw they were talking about the cities trying to plan if they win. You know, I don't want to jinx anything here, but if they win, how will they pay for it? And it's like, do people start to also say, don't spend so much money. You know, you had the World Series parade, then you had, you know, two Super Bowl parades.
I think they'll come out.
Oh, I think they will. I think the numbers, we saw those numbers decline year over year each time, right?
Right.
And I know the weather also played a role. I would say that the weather for, which one was worse, actually? See, I don't remember which was which. The weather for one of them was really crappy, right? Oh, well, the most recent one was the one that was when Nick was here.
Yeah.
So that was just like a year ago. That wasn't so bad. It was cold, I think, maybe. But the year before, or you know, when they won, whatever year that was, I want to say it was like raining. I just felt like there was this kind of almost fatigue from, oh, well, we shut down schools and all this stuff to go to the World Series parade. And of course, they still did a lot of that for the Chiefs, but we saw the aerial shots. It looked like it was smaller that time around, just because, you know, depending on how long it's been since your city's had a championship, even though it was the Chiefs' first one in a lifetime. It was like, well, some people decided to stay home this time
because
they changed all their plans to go to the
and they've done it
World Series parade. Exactly.
Which
so
isn't
anyway,
bad. I mean, that's a great
they should
problem
do it, of
to
course.
Have.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying they shouldn't be figuring out how to plan for it, but I just wonder if
but
that's
that was, you know, like
so
on a much
year.
Smaller level, not to compare, but when the Red Wings were winning Stanley Cups and just switching them off with the Avalanche, like, I remember the first parade was like, this is crazy.
Right.
You know, the third one, you're like, okay. It's just, you know, it's something that happens. You've done it. Once you've done something before, it's just something you've done something before.
Exactly.
Doesn't make it any less important. I've just done it before.
Yes. And also,
you know, it's like your second marriage. Like, meh.
It's not the same.
We don't have to have that big celebration, right? Like, most people don't do that.
Exactly. Jennifer Crumbly's jury deliberation is beginning. Snowcone's our true crime expert.
Who the hell's Jennifer Crumbly?
She is the mother of the Michigan shooter. You know, this is that
Ethan
kind of
Crumbly school shooting.
The school shooter where they're charging his
where
mom
the guy,
with manslaughter.
We had that hero.
Oh,
he went and stopped him. Is that the guy?
Is that the school?
Yeah,
it could be. That
yeah,
could be.
He
it
came
was
out
Michigan,
with like
right?
the Michigan. Like he came out. Their family came out for before a game.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, he tried to stop him.
Was that him?
It's bad when
he did stop him, right? Like, he stopped him.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I know he was killed. I think
he was
trying to.
That's this one, isn't it? Because
I think so.
Michigan's just had the
yeah, I think that's
the one, right? Anyway, this is, they say it's unprecedented. I mean, I don't remember this happening before, but charging the mother because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that went into it. And this is, Snowcone, it sounds like maybe you will know answers to some of these questions. But wasn't it like, you know, she helped her son get the gun or something. And also she should have picked up on signs that, Yeah, there was, he, there was he had said he like, wanted to shoot classmates
yeah, like he was
or something.
Like, he was like doing drawings or like a kill list or whatever.
Yeah, and she didn't report.
And then
it,
like you know. The teachers, you know, told her, and she had a text message with her son.
Right. Exactly.
And was like, just don't get caught.
Right.
You can't be doing this kind of stuff.
Yes. And it didn't seem like she had, it was just more like don't get caught.
It was like don't get caught. Yeah.
But I get it confused with the teacher who got shot by the 6-year-old because it's kind of a similar thing where they were texting the parents or trying to get a hold of the parents or teachers or something. They knew about the gun. So I get the two stories confused. But this woman's jury deliberation is beginning, and I guess that means the trial will
be his parents, her and him, like when he was arrested, they fled.
Yeah.
They took like $6,000, like in their savings account, and were staying with a friend trying to get to Canada, I think, and they were arrested. And now they're being tried separately because they both want to blame each other.
Right. And also the video of the interrogation wasn't there, you know, just kind of their demeanor.
They just seemed like they didn't care.
And I think I would assume that you're allowed as a prosecutor to play that tape and show that to a jury and say, look at this person. It does seem that way.
That was the hardest thing I had to stomach, is that my child harmed and killed other people. I wish he would have killed us instead.
If convicted, she could be sentenced to as much as 60 years in prison, charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the 4 classmates her son murdered in November of 2021.
So, there you go. She could face 60 years for the 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter.
Where's the NRA? Are they...
right.
Are they protecting her? I'm being honest. Are they?
I don't see any mentions of the NRA in any of these stories. I haven't seen their name come up.
So. That's not a facetious thing. Like, that's like, hey, is the NRA like, hey, you know.
Well, and I wonder...
People kill people. Guns don't kill people.
Right. I wonder how people, depending on where they fall on the political spectrum, how they feel about this. I think, hopefully, just about everybody except school shooters think school shootings are bad. So we can agree on that. But, like, are conservatives more likely to say you shouldn't be prosecuting this?
The parents, right? I would think.
I don't know. I don't know which way. I would think certainly I would assume that, like, libertarians would be saying, look, it's bad, they're bad parents, but
it's 60 years.
Right, I don't know. And I don't know how I feel about it. I didn't graduate college, let alone law school. So... It's
you didn't graduate law school?
Crazy. No, I'm still trying.
Why do you act as my attorney sometimes?
Still trying. Well, because I did pass the bar, as far as you know.
Did you pass the bar?
As far as you know, yes.
Jesus Christ.
I promise you're not going to get better representation than me.
This explains
at my rate. You're not going to. You're just not going to. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why Snowcone was in tears last night.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
Continue doom scrolling.
Well, AI.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
We talked about it a lot for a while, and we sort of talked about it
I've heard of it.
But it still makes headlines every now and then. Amazon is introducing their new AI shopping assistant, Rufus. I haven't tried it.
Oh, I like Rufus.
I don't know. It's only for certain people. I don't know how, you know, if you can ask to be part of the beta testing or not, but it is in beta. But apparently it learns.
You're a beta.
And you're a cuck. Apparently it learns.
You don't know what that word means.
I do, too. It means you're a sugar baby.
No, it
sugar
doesn't.
Baby. Yes, it does. A sugar daddy. Yes, it does.
Snowcone's a cock. You're
right.
A beta.
Well, that's fair.
So then which one of us would be the sugar daddy?
Me.
Oh. Anyway, the AI can learn. And it's learning right now.
I'm proud of it.
In beta mode, if you're able to use it. Like
Same
I said, I haven't
you.
Tried
learning
it.
Right now in beta
but
mode.
You'll be able to ask it questions
Snowcone's
like, hey.
Snowcone's learning right now in cuck mode.
Show me all the TVs with these
Show me Snowcone in cuck mode.
It'll show you. But then you can ask follow-up questions,
Snowcone
too.
Snowcone like, is already in cuck mode. Thank you, Siri.
Is that a bad word?
No.
Okay.
More AI in retail. Amazon announcing the new shopping experience called Rufus. Although it's still in beta for a limited number of shoppers, the idea is that consumers can ask very specific questions, like compare drip and pour-over coffee makers. And while you do get a list of links to products, you can also get easy-to-understand answers, or you can also add a follow-up question, like which one's easier to clean?
Compare drip and pour-over cucks.
I like it.
Which one's easier to clean?
Let me go to Amazon. Well, how do I get it?
I don't know. It said it's only for certain people. It said they're rolling it out now, so you got to get some sort of an invite. I don't check my email, so if they did send me some sort of an invite, I certainly wouldn't have seen it.
Rufus?
Yeah, look for Rufus. Rufus. I think it's R-U-F-U-S. Last night...
Wait, what?
R-U-F-U-S, I think. What did you think I said?
R-O.
Oh, no. R-U-F-U-S. Last night was the biggest night in music, so they say.
Rufus.
Snowcone texted me. I didn't even realize the Grammys were going on.
I can't text you.
You got it?
Amazon, there you go. Rufus, an expert.
I didn't know that the Grammys were on when you texted me, Snowcone.
I didn't text you. The Grammys were on.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing
You didn't, text me to say that the Grammys were on.
Yeah, no.
You texted me specifically to say that you couldn't believe you'd live to see the day she was performing live on TV and it almost brought you to tears.
Oh, did she perform last night?
She did. People were crying and I thought about you. I thought
somewhere
out there, Snowcone is shedding a tear. But I guess he didn't know that Joni Mitchell performed. It was one of the big stories,
I saw
I guess.
Tracy Chapman came out.
Tracy Chapman.
I saw that.
Rapturous applause for Tracy Chapman is the headline that I saw. She did that song with that guy.
That's called He's Got a Fast Cuck.
Clay Cucker.
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs. Who's
Cuck.
Clay Walker? Well, that's a name.
No idea. Clay Walker's a country artist.
Right?
Yeah, sure. I've heard of him before.
But Fast Cars cover is done by Luke Cucks.
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs. Gotcha. Joni Mitchell, here you go, Snowcone. Prepare to be moved.
I got a little pair of roller skates. You've got a brand new car.
You like this song?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, do you like it?
I thought she wasn't like doing well.
She didn't look very good.
Doesn't sound good.
She didn't look great.
No, I go ahead and say you're right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great.
Just from those 10 seconds.
Maybe people were crying because they felt bad. I thought they were crying because it was a once-in-a-lifetime moment. Mm. But maybe they did. I don't know. I don't know much about Joni Mitchell. Miley Cyrus.
I love that song. You got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Melanie, she just died.
I got a brand new.
Cuck. Miley Cyrus finally won a Grammy. It's about goddamn time. This is a
I saw pictures of her last night.
Yeah, they said.
She's no Joni Mitchell.
They said she's got a, what did they say, the headline? Or the,
Jesus
the,
Christ,
the
she's an attractive young lady.
She is. The comment I saw this morning said, she's got 80s cocaine mom vibes. And
God,
I was like, yes,
damn,
she does.
Man.
She's got the big Farrah Fawcett
hair.
She may
be like the hottest person in the world.
Well, then she says, you didn't watch the Grammys, did you? Because
no.
You know what she said last night? She's doing her thank you speech. And she forgets to thank her dad when she's thanking everyone. And then she goes, hopefully I didn't forget anybody. I don't think I did. And then listen to what she says at the end.
I want to thank everyone that's standing on the stage right now. Tom, Tyler, Michael, and Greg. Our teams, my team, Crush, Columbia, my mommy, my sister, my love, my main gaze, because look how good I look. Anyone else? Thank you all so much. I don't think I forgot anyone, but I might have forgotten underwear. Bye.
God damn.
You guys are my main
gaze.
Is that what she's saying? My main gaze? Because look
my
how
main
good I
guys?
Look. Well, didn't she say gaze, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I think my main gaze. I thought maybe that
like
was a term,
like
my stylist. That's I thought maybe that's what she was saying. Should I not have assumed that?
Yeah,
it sounded
not.
Like that's what she said. And then she said, look how good I look.
Yeah.
Why? She says main gaze.
My mommy, my sister, my love, my main gaze, because look how good
I look.
My main gaze. Yeah.
I think she's saying my main gaze.
Like my stylist and stuff.
Yeah. Anyhow, she's pretty.
Yeah, she is.
She's pretty talented.
Yeah, she's real pretty.
But I don't love that song.
Well, I don't even know what song it is.
I can
care
buy myself flowers.
Oh, I like that song, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, Let me hear a little bit of it. I need to hear it.
Pull it up, Snowcone.
What's it called? I Can Buy Myself Flowers?
I think it's called Flowers.
That's the song she won. Is it very popular?
It was huge.
It was huge.
Huge.
I've never heard it before.
I had
this
to
will be my first. If we were doing reaction videos, this would be a good one. Lazo hears Miley Cyrus Flowers for the first time.
I know how you feel about her, though, and I know she's done some things that you thought were pretty cool. I don't think that this will
this
be
isn't
your
be the
cup
Courtney
of
Love
tea.
Thing?
No. This will not be anything like
Does it sound like, I got a brand new pair of roller skates? Does it sound like that?
I'm trying to think. Hold on, because now I got that in my head. No, it definitely it doesn't sound like that.
Okay, got it.
Ready?
Let me hear it.
Talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand.
It's a cover?
No. It sounds exactly like
Donna Summer.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a Donna Summer interpolation then.
Is it? Okay, because I thought When it first came out, I was like, this is an old song,
right? It's a
Donna
Summer interpolation.
Maybe it's a cover. No, because she won a Grammy. Can you win a Grammy for a cover? Probably best cover. Right?
Interpolation.
Best interpolation.
Well, Luke Combs just did Fast Car. Didn't he get a Grammy for it?
Did he get a Grammy for it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Nobody knows.
Is it possible to tell?
I've got the list of all the winners here.
Yeah, let's hear all the winners. That's what I want to hear.
Well, but okay, give me a second here. I'm going to let Taylor Swift buy me some time while I pull this up because Taylor Swift, she's won Grammys before. She's won quite a few, and she kept winning them. And then she had this.
She sang that song. I forget. I got a brand new pen.
you got a brand new cock. It was a duet with Trav, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. She made a big announcement last night. Not as big as Miley Cyrus saying she forgot her panties, but still pretty big.
I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years.
I have a
Which is that my brand new album.
Oh, damn.
Comes out April 19th. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. I'm going to go and post the cover right now backstage. Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
There you go. Tortured Poets Department. Society.
Should have gone backstage and posted some more pictures of Miley. That would have gotten people excited. So here you go. Album of the year. All right. Let's see if Lazo knows who these people are. You ready? Album of the year. Midnights by?
Taylor Swift.
Boom.
Nailed it.
Record of the year. Flowers by?
Miley Cyrus.
Song of the year. What Was I Made For? From Barbie by?
I know this one.
Kesha.
Billie Eilish.
Cano. You're close. Yeah. Billie Eilish. Best New Artist. Any guesses? I don't know how to give any clues. I don't know who it is. Victoria Monet.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Best Pop Vocal Album, Midnights by Taylor Swift. Mm. Best Pop Solo Performance, Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group, Ghost in the Machine.
By the Police.
By the Police?
Are spirits in the material world.
SZA featuring Phoebe Bridges.
Oh, yeah, Phoebe Bridges.
People like
Phoebe
her,
Bridges,
right?
Did a song with SZA? I didn't know that.
Why wouldn't she?
Yeah, it seemed like different styles.
I always like Phoebe Cates better.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Those are different people.
They are.
I knew that.
It freaked you out when you think about it the first time, though.
Yeah. Did you know why Arby's is called Arby's?
No.
Okay, because I didn't know this either. I saw people sharing pickle moments again over the weekend. I love those. And somebody said that they just learned, like, in their 40s, which is how old I am, that Arby's is called
something
Arby's.
Something else, roast beef?
Roast beef is R-B. So it's just phonetically sounded out.
Oh.
Arby's was where the roast beef place.
Okay,
so it's Arby's.
It.
I never thought of that.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
Yeah, I feel like it's made
Arby's.
Up.
Yeah, so you're just spelling it out
roast
phonetically.
Beef? Oh,
yeah,
I
roast
see.
Beef.
For
R-B.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. I never heard
that
before.
Doesn't make any sense. I thought it was like all American roast beef. Yeehaw.
I don't know. People acted like it was real.
Yeehaw.
Something like that.
Best traditional cuck album or pop vocal album. Sorry. I got cuck on the mind. Bewitched by? Laufey? Laufey?
No clue.
No clue.
Laufey?
No clue.
Laufey.
Best rock performance. Not Strong Enough by?
Paramore.
Boy Genius.
Oh, damn.
Best rock?
Best rock album.
By Boy Genius? Okay.
Best rock album. This Is Why by?
Paramore.
There you go.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Best alternative music performance. This Is Why, Paramore. Best alternative music album. The Record, Boy Genius. Best metal performance. 72 Seasons.
By? Scandinavian Death.
Whoa.
It's easy. Just think.
That's a good metal name, though.
72 Seasons.
By
what's the category?
Best Ozzy. Metal performance.
Oh. Ozzy.
You're on the right track now. Just
Scandinavian Death Cuck.
Metallica.
Damn.
Best R&B performance. ICU. Coco
I'll be
Jones.
Sure.
Best R&B song. Snooze by.
I'll be sure.
SZA.
SZA.
Best rap performance. Scientist and Engineers. Oh, so Killer Mike, by the way, he won.
Oh, yeah, and then he got arrested.
And then he got arrested.
Yeah, what did he get arrested for?
All they're saying is, all I could find today is that there was some sort of, because he called into a morning show and said, like, we hit a little bump in the road, but let's focus on the fact that we won. But there was some sort of scuffle. So they said it was a misdemeanor, whatever it was. Yeah. So there'd been some sort of, I guess, fight at the Grammys. Okay. And that's why he's being let out in cuffs. Best melodic rap performance, All My Life by...
Best melodic rap
Casey
performance?
Casey and JoJo.
No. All My Life by...
Foo Fighters.
Lil...
Skizzy.
Uzi Vert.
Skizzy.
Pump.
Lil...
Xan.
Polo G. Little Dougie.
I don't know.
Lil Durk.
Lil okay. Durk.
Lil Durk okay. featuring J. Cole.
Never heard that before.
Best rap Chicago. Album, Michael, Killer Mike. Best comedy album, What's in a Name?
Chris Rock.
What's that guy's
Jim
name?
Jim Croce.
No. Best comedy
Jim
album.
Jim Croce.
Comedy album.
Jim Croce.
Jim Croce
doing comedy. He sang that song, I Got a Little Pair of Roller Skates.
Yeah. Did he change his name to...
You're thinking of Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens. I get them confused.
Yusuf Islam.
Dave Mustaine. I mean, Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle won Best Comedy Album. Best Music Video.
Were people pissed off at that?
About Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
I thought, well, I know. I didn't watch any of this. Best Music Video. I'm Only Sleeping.
No clue.
The Beatles. You love that band.
They did a video called "I'm Only Sleeping."
I do love the Beatles.
How did the Beatles do a video?
Well, they put out their
that song.
They put out
we did a whole
song,
segment,
but it
on
wasn't
it.
Called that.
No, it was called like "I Love You." It didn't have "love" in the title.
It was
now
called
and then.
"I Got a
now
Little
and then.
Pair of Roller Skates."
It was called "Now and Then."
Best music film. This is the final one.
Best music film.
Yeah, the David Bowie documentary, Moonage Daydream. Now I have one last thing to play you from the awards. It's making quite a few headlines. Jay-Z,
oh, right.
He was getting rapturous applause in the beginning, but then he
said,
starts
to tell the truth.
Yeah, he starts defending
when
it.
When I'm nervous.
He's saying his wife should have won best what? Artist? Best album?
Best album.
Best album.
Did she have an album out this year?
No, she's won Grammys, but she hasn't. She's never won best album.
She put out Renaissance. I think that would be
this
up,
year?
Up for, it wasn't this year, but it would be up for this year's Grammys, I think.
Like the one that just happened?
Yeah.
Oh, and she didn't win
but
anything?
Been, I don't know. She's won a lot know. Of stuff. It said how many things she's won. She just hasn't won Best Album, I think, is what he
was
upset about.
It was probably then, nominated, though, I'd imagine.
Then he says, then he starts saying there's a bunch of people who are nominated who probably shouldn't be. Something along those lines.
How far we've come with Will Smith and them, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, winning their first Grammy in 89, and boycotting because it wasn't televised. And then they went to, like, a hotel and watched the Grammys. I didn't even understand what the... Wasn't a great boycott. I'm just saying, we want y'all to get it right. We love y'all. At least get it close to right. You know, it's music and it's opinion based. I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Some of you gonna go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you may get robbed. Some of you don't belong in a category. All right, no.
Bam,
no,
bam,
no,
bam.
No, when I get nervous, I tell the truth.
Oh.
There you go, so Jay-Z. Good job, Jay-Z.
Is he a Chad or a Chuck? Or a Cuck or a Chad?
I don't think he's either of those.
When are you going to teach me what they mean? Socon, you don't know what they mean either, do you? We've been over this. Are
no,
you
I
confident?
Do.
Chad is someone who's got charisma, and he's... He's
gets
a,
all
he's
the ladies.
He's a Steve, right? What yeah. we used to call Steve
no,
back in my day.
No, well,
no?
Steve is like the laid-back kind of guy. Cool guy who doesn't do
Steve
too much.
Steve McQueen.
Chad is like the alpha male.
Yeah. I thought that's what... Yeah. I mean, Steve is
Steve's
alpha,
not an
the
alpha
ultimate
male,
guy. He's
but
Steve
he's
McQueen.
Kind of a, you know, yeah, but he stays back.
Okay. Okay.
Chad
so then,
is out there telling
what's
you how
Chuck?
Great
like
he
that,
is.
What's that douche's name? Andrew Tate? Like, that'd be like what he...
He's was...
That's
right,
a Chad.
I'm a Chad. Chad is... Okay, so then what's a... Cuck.
Cuck? It's like that's, a little bitch.
Okay, so then what's a beta?
Well, that's a little bitch.
Now you're confused.
Are they the same thing?
Well, I know no, cuck is not. Like someone, you know, you want to watch your girlfriend. Yeah. Get. Yeah, I know I know that, but isn't it used in kind of like a, you're like, you're not a manly man, you're not alpha?
Sure.
You're like, a stew. We used to call it a stew.
Like guys that say stuff
like
alpha.
Be a Steve, not a stew, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, beta, Chad, and wasn't there another one? Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of, what are those guys who don't want to be virgins? Incels.
Incels.
Yeah.
That was the other one, right?
Well, nobody wants to be a virgin.
Well,
they're
I mean,
involuntarily
celibate. Priests are volunteering to be celibate.
Pedophiles.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. I don't even know what we're doing now.
Nobody does, but I did see that a judge said that Mahomes' dad will be allowed to go to travel to Vegas for the game. Do you think that has any type of impact?
I mean,
on Patrick?
No, probably not. But it's not great. It's not great. You know, he's probably like, "Damn, Dad," but I'm sure he's still. I mean, he can focus on the game.
Between his dad and his brother and his wife,
it's right? Like, it's like whether it's, you know, the stuff that's earned, and then there's some stuff that probably isn't
right.
really earned, but it's still there. Either way, it exists. And of course, a lot of the attention this year has been drawn to Travis because Taylor right. Swift. So, but then the week of the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's not great. But
I also wonder how much trouble you get in 2024. And wasn't he in Texas when he got yeah. pulled over? I wonder what the rules are there now. Because it just seems like one of those things where it's only gotten stricter and stricter and stricter
yeah,
as
right,
time has
sure.
gone. You hear some of these people talk about getting DUIs in the 70s and 80s
yeah,
and
just
being
let
told
go.
Basically to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I'm going to follow
it's
you home.
Thing.
Stuff like that.
A fine.
Yeah. Yep. And they
I mean, it's bigger now. And somebody, I don't know, like I read that it was his third, and then other people were saying it was his sixth. So
oh,
I don't
yeah,
know.
You said something about that. I haven't
But I don't
heard
know, to be honest
else.
With you. So
well, let me see if it says Mahomes. But also, I wonder how many he was convicted of, or, you know what
right.
I mean? If you get, because a lot of times the articles will say, it's the fourth
charged
time the person's
with,
been
right.
arrested with right. the suspicion of whatever.
Right, but it may not be.
But a lot of times the lawyer
But, I mean,
will
he's got enough
deal.
Money to fight it. But still, I mean, it's not, I'm sure it's not what Patrick was wanting to think about, but.
Yeah, this says third.
I'm assume he can block it out.
The father of Chiefs quarterback, Mahomes, is arrested in East Texas on at least, okay, this says on at least his third charge of driving while intoxicated. This is according to Yahoo.com. According to jail records. The legal issue comes as younger Mahomes prepares to lead his team into the Super Bowl. Blah, blah, blah. Mahomes, 54, was arrested Saturday night. You know, part of the thing, too, is it's that mugshot.
Yeah. It looks like he's having fun.
Right. And I think there was a time when people, if no one got hurt or whatever, they laughed off a DUI.
Sure.
I think now, rightfully so, people...
Yeah, they don't think it's
funny
anymore.
They don't think it's so funny. And again, I don't know what the punishments are. I know when I got arrested for it, people were like, hey, it's gotten a lot more serious now. That was 20 some years ago, so I can only imagine how much more serious it's gotten since then. I know that I had to take like the classes. It cost me a ton of money, and I had to do supervised probation. You said it's just kind of funny.
You know, the DUIs is crazy. This is a third or subsequent DUI in Texas is very, very serious. I only said very once. I said it twice. It's very, very serious. You'll face a third-degree felony charge, punishable by up to 10 years in prison,
whoa.
Or a minimum of 10 days in jail.
Right, that's a pretty
that's
big
That's a big, wide
there.
Variety,
but
right?
Is that including, if you hurt someone, though, that would be a different
that's
charge.
That's more, right? That's probably the 10 years.
No, but I think they could give you more than that. That's got to be
All
just
defendants
for the
convicted of a DUI, DWI, third or more in Texas are required to serve a minimum of 10 days in jail.
Also, is DWI and DUI more just a regional
driving,
thing?
Yeah, I think so. Like, driving while intoxicated.
Because we
driving
usually say
influence.
DUI. Yeah, but I noticed almost every article about Mahomes said DWI. And I thought, well, maybe that's more the official way that the media talks about it. But so for his third, which, again, this is saying, this article's saying that it's at least his third charge of driving while intoxicated. Do we know if it... If it matters which state it happened in, because that used to really matter, too. If you got a DUI in Missouri and then got one in Kansas, a lot of times the states wouldn't even talk
they
to one
They do now,
another.
Every one of
I
them.
I would assume they all do, right? So if you got one in Washington State and one in California and one
Whoa,
in Texas.
Wait. Now, this is from Blast Law Firm.
Okay.
Call 832-430-7818 to get help now. Blast Law. The punishment for a third DWI is significantly more severe than misdemeanor convictions. The penalties are much harsher since it is changed as a third-degree felony. So if charged with a DWI third offense you're looking at, a conviction for a third DWI will result in a minimum prison sentence of 2 years.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Minimum?
Minimum. That's what it says.
So there are mandatory minimums. What state is this law for?
And a maximum of 10 years in prison.
But it still has to
be. Even
vary
if you are granted
state.
Probation, you will have to serve at least 10 days in jail as part of a plea agreement.
So that's got to have something to do with the states. Because I'm looking at this Forbes thing, and it does still say like, DUI punishments by state. So even though I do think the states talk to one another, I still think that the punishments can be different. I would assume a state like California probably has pretty severe mandatory minimums compared to Texas, but I don't know. Let's see. Like California. Now, this is, I think they're saying for your first. This shows, it just says relevant DUI laws by state. So yeah, each state has a different fine. Alabama's $600 minimum. Alaska's $1,500 minimum. If I go down to California, let's see, $390 minimum, 4 months administrative suspension, 6 months criminal suspension. What's criminal suspension mean?
Mm.
That's the other thing, is how long do you lose your license? I don't know if this is still the case, but when I was younger, the rule was if you refuse to blow, then they could automatically take your – or would automatically take your license for a year, but you could avoid the DUI charge because they couldn't prove it, right? So that was the thing. You're going to lose your license, but it maybe either they can't prove it or it's going to be harder for them to prove it. So you'll just
– I mean, this is crazy because it says under Texas law, a third conviction for DWI is classified as third-degree felony. In most cases, the courts are required to impose certain minimum mandatory punishments, a fine not to exceed $10,000. But this, the court can impose jail time in Texas state prison system, and it says for not less than 2 years or more than 10 years.
For not less than 2 years.
That's what it says.
In Texas? Huh. And
so I don't know. I mean, whatever he's looking at is pretty serious.
Well, my other thing, too, then, is you said you read somewhere that it could have been more than three, that there may have been more than three.
Right, but he may not have been convicted.
But right, may not have been convicted. But if we're going by that, then are we assuming, because this is saying, of course, according to jail records, that it's at least his third charge. It just says at least his third charge.
That doesn't mean he was guilty.
So, right. I wonder if that's how they negotiate these things now is... Can we get this reduced to some sort of careless and imprudent or whatever as opposed to a DUI? Because, yeah, just like you said, and just like I'm seeing here on this article from Forbes, there are mandatory minimums in different states. Now the
There are, but it's just hard because some of these say 10 days and then other say 2 years. So
And that's all talking about Texas?
Yeah.
You're looking at? Yeah, and the problem is the thing I'm looking at is showing you for your first DUI. I don't know how they break it down, you know, once you get two or three. So when you were, let's say, a teenager, early 20s, what was considered, hey, I'm probably going to do some jail time this time because I got my blank DUI? How many?
Well, I got my first DUI before I was 21, and my age didn't even come up.
The fact that you were underage?
I know now that's a big deal now, like they take your license forever. For me, it didn't even come up. And then I went into the holding cell, and then I waited for a while, and they let me sign out on my own recognizances. Like, sign your name and leave.
Sober up.
There was nothing.
And that was it? You didn't have to go back to court?
No.
Did you pay a ticket or
anything? I think I paid a $1,500 fine, and that was it.
Okay. Then what?
I got a second one, and it was the same thing. But then they just added unsupervised... probation.
Yeah, you told me that they gave you unsupervised probation. Like,
which just means you're on probation. If you get in any more trouble, you're in trouble. And that was it. So, I mean, but that's clearly changed now.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think that you get mandatory supervised probation because I think that there probably is mandatory minimum jail time. And
sure,
they
looks
can,
like this.
And
this is just hard to tell whether it's 10 days or 2 years.
But can they give you probation? You know what I mean? Like, so mine was, my sentence was 3 months in jail. But then it was unless I completed 2 years of supervised probation. So is that not considered a suspended sentence? Isn't that what that is? Those 90 days are a suspended sentence. So I never actually went to jail, even though on paper it said that was my punishment.
People that get a third DWI conviction are not treated with leniency and often face a prison sentence of not less than 2 years and not more than 10 years. But a minimum of 2 years can be probated. There you go.
Okay.
Which simply means you'll be placed on probation with 600 hours of community service for 2 years instead of being sent to prison.
And I never
So it looks like he could do that.
Well,
instead of going to jail for 2 years, he could do
10
days minimum and then pay a fine of $10,000, which is nothing to him.
You're looking at third infraction? Third.
And then instead of the 2 years, you have to do 600 hours of community service.
Okay, well, skip ahead.
For 2 years.
Check sixth, because this is Us Magazine. Someone just sent us the link on Twitch. And the headline from Us Magazine, Celebrity News, Patrick Mahomes' father, Pat Mahomes Sr., arrested for driving while intoxicated for the sixth time.
All right, now, let me just
arrested say, for.
Now.
But this does say sixth, so
it
you
could
saw that
be,
somewhere.
There's also time in between.
How much it does
I
matter?
I think there is.
Because I had classes with guys who had not had a DUI in like 20-some years, but they got one, and because it was their third or fourth or whatever, they had to do 90 days or a month. Something. I don't remember how long it was, but a lot of these guys were getting out of jail and then had to take these classes. And I remember one guy in particular, his last DUI had been like in 1977 or something crazy. But it was on his record that he'd had however many. And he talked about in that class, like, you know, back in the 70s, there was no fear of like, oh, if I get another one, then I'll do jail time, because that wasn't the rule back then. He's like, but they're still on my record. I was still convicted of them. So going forward, even though there was a however long it was, 25-year gap or something like that.
I mean, a lot of these are saying there's Texas drivers jailed for 50 years for six DUI offense.
Whoa. With that's like maximum?
Well, no, he was sentenced that.
Oh,
this
someone
woman was sentenced to life in prison for six.
Really? Life in prison, but was someone injured?
It doesn't say.
Because that's a totally different thing.
Six DWI lands Houston woman in prison for 4 years. So it looks like they have a lot of leeway there.
I wonder why so many headlines are saying three. But you do, I mean, Us Weekly, that's, you know, this isn't a comment on Reddit or something. It's their headline that says, driving while intoxicated for the sixth time. I'm looking here to see if they have any information. They say at least the sixth time. Now, that Yahoo thing said at least the third time, right? But this says he was arrested on Saturday. He was first arrested for the same charge in March 2012, and again the following September. His third charge came in April 2018 and fourth in November 2018. Upon his fifth arrest for drunk driving in March 2019,
oh, these
he
are
was
all
jailed.
Pretty soon.
They're real close together. He was
so
jailed
because
from
I
March
have heard like, you know,
7th.
There's people, I've gone to court before, and there's people who had them 30 years apart and they didn't count. It didn't count as your second.
Okay.
You know, it counted
maybe
as your
first.
It just
depends on the state.
Right.
But yeah, these are all close together. And they're going, I mean, they're talking about six of them.
But did he get convicted of them all or just arrested?
Well, no, I got to assume that some of these he didn't get convicted of. That they must have reduced a charge or something. That's my guess as to why so many headlines say third time and then things like this say sixth. Because they're talking about him getting arrested. But starting in 2012, he was first arrested in March 2012. Again in September. His third charge came in April 2018. Could he have been arrested for violating probation, though? And that's where they're getting this six? Maybe it was all stemming from, not all, but could multiple arrests be stemming from one?
I mean, this says
incident?
Hays County, Texas, there are 32 people serving life sentences for drinking and driving in Texas.
And it's just for drinking and driving.
Yeah.
Doesn't say anything about them killing anyone.
Mm-mm.
Upon his fifth arrest for drunk driving in March 2019, he was jailed from March 15th to April 7th before completing his 40-day sentence on a weekend work release program. Currently being held at Smith County Jail, his bond is $10,000. Yeah, I saw that they're going to let him go to Vegas. Latest arrest days before. So I wonder if it says in here what could happen. Still has ways to go. I think I saw that quote. Well, Pat didn't play. No, this doesn't speculate. Doesn't look like.
This is all basically, actually, in Texas, it's all kind of written as a third DUI or higher.
So maybe that's it. You know, I don't know. If there's mandatory minimums that are even resembling what you're talking about, and he's been arrested, and he's actually been arrested six times in
12 years. But arrested for
six
times won't.
Right, it's got to be on your record.
Right, it's got to be a conviction because he didn't have, you know.
Yeah, because I was arrested twice, and I either have one or none on my record. I'm not sure, but I know one of them got reduced. I think that was the first one. You know, they work out some deal. No one was injured. We're going to punish you financially, and we'll put something different on your record. I think it was like a careless and imprudent. But you know what, Lazo? I was underage. But you mentioned you were under 21 for your first time.
I know, now that's a big deal now.
I was too. But you know what? I don't remember being underage, even being a part of it. I remember them wanting to know where I got the alcohol. Like, did someone serve me underage? That was a question. But I don't remember being charged with something extra because I was under 21. But man, it's good to have money. Money will help you.
Money
legally,
will help you. Get the best
but
lawyers.
But still, if he's been arrested for 6 to 12 years, if that's true,
it's also like, you know, people are going to know. So if the judge lets him off easy, people are going to know. Right. I don't know if that hurts him in Texas.
And it looks like he's already
been to jail. Like, I don't know where he was in Texas, you know?
Yeah, they say East
like,
Texas.
I feel like it was in Houston. That's different than being in Tyler,
right,
Texas.
Right,
you know
yes,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, Tyler, Texas, they, you know, I just think a judge may be more likely to, I don't know anything about Texas, but be more likely to be like, that's, you know, Pat's dad.
Right.
We're not going to send him to jail forever.
Or,
but I feel like in Houston or Dallas, they may be like, yo.
Yeah, in a big city.
You're going, right. So I don't know where he got arrested.
Didn't this say, wasn't it Tyler, Texas? Yeah, he was in Tyler, Texas.
He was?
Yeah, Saturday, February 3rd. Yeah, that's the most recent one, Tyler, Texas. But, okay, if he already did jail time for whatever that was, last one or the one before, was it a 40-day sentence? Is that what I said? I wonder what he'll get this time. What if he got
this
like a year
in New York Post,
in jail?
So. Patrick Mahomes Sr. was driving with an open 16-ounce Coors beer in the center console.
Ooh.
8 p.m. Saturday night.
His son loves Coors, right? Isn't that what
Who doesn't
Patrick
love
drinks?
Patrick
he's a Coors Light guy, right?
Saturday night when he was stopped by police and arrested for driving while intoxicated. Mahomes, whose son, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It was the third DWI for Mahomes.
That's so
weird.
That's
his third.
Right. Well,
the third DWI is penalized by up to 10 years.
I wonder if he could get arrested multiple times for one incident because you violated probation or something like that. Because this says, how do they word it? Arrested for driving while intoxicated for the sixth time. No, that's how they word it. So, 3 versus 6, that's a big difference.
Yeah. And like I'm guessing he's only been convicted of 3.
Maybe. But do they take?
Because if he's arrested, the judge will in sentencing, but it won't be a conviction of his 4th.
Right, and the other outlets have all said based on records, so that's where they're getting 3. So my guess is that he's been convicted of 2 before, and this would be his 3rd possible conviction. I don't know, but either way, could you imagine? If your dad was going to go to jail, I mean, this conversation started with me asking you if you thought this could affect Patrick this week. I think you're right. I think he can probably play through distractions, and this isn't the worst thing. But
I mean, obviously,
if you found out that your dad, if you found out that your dad was going to jail, like what if he had to go to jail for a year? That could absolutely affect him. Imagine your dad going to jail for a year when you were in your mid-20s. If your mom called you and said your dad got arrested, you got a DUI again, and you're thinking, how much trouble is he going to get? And they sentence him to a year or more.
Yeah,
that
but
be crazy.
He's dealt with this before.
Yeah, but well, if he has to go to jail.
Younger than I thought.
He's like 55, 54, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
He looks older.
He kind of does. Yeah.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, he does. I kind of think the same thing. But, yeah, I get it. He's dealt with this stuff before, but if you have to do actual,
the question
I don't know what you consider
people,
actual time.
You know, well, like, I think he does media tonight. Is the Super Bowl media tonight? Will people
probably
ask him about it?
I'm sure, right?
I don't know. Like, if I was a reporter, I wouldn't. It's
but
your
I
dad.
Somebody
but
will.
I'm getting somebody's going to be like, you know, have you talked to your dad? Which is
yes.
Kind of a dick move,
but
I think. But they'll do it.
I would be surprised if they didn't. I mean, I don't think that it's the kind of thing that they would ask during the broadcast of the game, that the network would ask. But some reporter will try and ask if they
right.
get a chance. Unless maybe they have to have those questions pre-approved. Who knows? But, yeah, I don't know. If I found out my dad was going to jail for a while, if he's already done a 40-day sentence in the past or whatever that was, and there are these minimums.
Yeah, he's probably going to do more than 40 days.
Absolutely. And I don't know what you consider, like, real time. I mean, anything over a month really is starting to become serious.
Yeah. But
anything
he's
over
young
3 months,
and he's got a ton of money.
Yeah, but just knowing that your
when
dad's
when you get
in jail,
out, you'll be okay. You know, I'm not anything over three. I ain't doing
over 3 months.
3 years.
Oh, 3 years. Okay. You're running. Take your chances.
Okay.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, whatever. I'm doing something. I'm not
anything
going
other than 3 years. But there was a time when you would have done 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long ago was that?
In my 20s, I'd have done three.
3 years? I feel like we've talked about this before and said, what's the most
anything
you could
over
do?
Three.
Mm-mm. I mean, anything over, I don't know.
I mean, if I got sentenced to five and thought I could get out in three, I'd do it.
And how long do you think you could survive in jail? I mean, not literally, but mentally, do you think you're like, all right, I got to do this.
Three.
This sucks. But Lazo says 3 years. I think for me, if they say it's over
the
a year.
The simp over there is going to have a hard time. Or maybe he'll love it.
No, I don't think
guys,
he will.
I just want to please you.
I don't think he'll love it.
Let's all make
to prison?
Yeah.
No,
let's all make our time better.
What's the max that you could get sentenced that you just face the consequences, not try to run?
Mm. It's hard with my son being his age. I don't know, like,
well,
10?
Part of it is your son, right? I mean, you don't want to be in prison for a long time.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But what if you could go on the run and still see your son?
Well, you're not going to see your son when you're on the run. How hard are they searching
for you?
That's literally
after a while.
Where they go. they're like, hey, watch your son's house.
Yep. You can FaceTime, though, right?
Yeah, they'll track you down.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't answer it. I don't know. 10?
Isn't jail, county jail, way worse than prison most of the time?
Yeah.
And for those shorter sentences, a lot of times that's where they stick you, right? If it's 3-6 months.
Yeah. But you can do 6 months in the county.
Yeah, 6 months. But I'm saying I think anything up to a year mentally, I'd be horrified. But up to a year, I think I could be like, all right, I'm going to have to figure this out. Over a year? Mm-mm.
No. You're not doing it?
All right, we're out of time, guys.
We're out of time. Is that it? Are we done with the show?
Yep, that's it.
Oh. Well, who was that blast guy? Whatever his name is. Good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.